Well, nobody can accuse us of being not being fair and balanced here at Travel Writers Radio, as we present the views of arrival organisation and venue, the new Sydney International Convention Centre. One of the big attractions at this year's AIM is the brand new Sydney International Convention Centre. This recently opened $1.5 billion world-class venue sprawls over three city blocks, overlooking Sydney's iconic harbour. It's expected to generate at least $5 billion in economic benefits for New South Wales over the next 25 years. The CEO of the ICC, Jeff Donaghy, spoke to Sue Ahern at AIM.
Jeff, welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you, Sue.
Now, you opened in December, just before Christmas. Mm. How's it going so far?
20th of December was the official opening, but that was after 3 years of planning, preparation and 3 months of intensive test events, which we put the building through its paces before we officially started in 20th of December. It's gone extremely well since then. Very, very busy. In fact, we're just finishing a full house trade exhibition. Concerts are going very well, and conventions in the convention centre. Demand is strong as well.
What sort of response are you getting from this trade fair?
Well, attending these events is very, very important for us. This is the major trade fair in Asia Pacific, and we're also in North America and in Europe at the major trade fairs as well. Very, very important to get out and meet the market, talk to customers, talk to clients, assure them that the building is now well and truly open and operating and functioning very well.
What does the building have to offer? What's so special about it?
Well, it's the location, of course. I mean, we're right downtown in one of the most vibrant city in Australia, Australia's global city in Sydney, and right on one of the world's most beautiful harbours. But it's a brand new centre, so we've been able to bring on board all of the design aspects, all of the innovations that we gather as a operator. We operate around the world as well, listening very closely to the market about what they need in these sort of facilities. The ability to do three concurrent conventions, totally separated, is a very, very part of it. We expanded the exhibition capacity of the previous venue by about 40%, and we've got a really high-class red carpet standard theatre for large plenary sessions as well that seats 8,000 people. So a greatly expanded capacity and capability. But after 3 years of Sydney going without a major venue, we're able to reinstate something that the Sydney industry, the Australian industry and the global industry have been waiting really with great patience for.
It's a magnificent location, isn't it? Right on the harbour there.
Oh, it's unique and it really can't be matched. And that's why the state government took that brave decision for the city of Sydney to go without a major venue for 3 years. That was a really big decision. And that was something that we took on board when we started immediately, just reassuring people that it was worth the wait. What was going to happen was going to be a truly world-class facility and would do Sydney and the Australian industry proud.
I understand Melbourne picked up a lot of that business while you were out of action for 3 years. Do you think you can get that back?
Yes, of course, yeah. I mean, the exhibition business was scattered through the Glebe Island interim facility. Some of it went to other venues in Sydney. Some of it went to Melbourne. Some went to Brisbane as well. But, of course, the interest in coming back to Sydney will be very, very strong.
There is that old Melbourne-Sydney rivalry.
I believe there is, yes. We hear that occasionally from the politicians. And, look, there are certain segments where we compete very, very strongly and very actively. Ultimately, the clients make the decision about which city they're going to. We don't make that decision for them. But we also have a big part of our business is out of our local, our local host community. And, of course, we don't share that. And then the national business is cyclical and circulates around as well. So in some areas we're competitors, really quite fierce competitors, in other areas we're actually collaborators as well in growing the size of the industry in Australia.
Can you tell us a bit about the technology that you've got installed in the building? Because I understand that's sort of state-of-the-art and really quite edgy.
Oh, of course. I mean, when you have the opportunity to be designing something right from scratch, right from... So you had the chance to bring the very best, particularly Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi backbone and facility that we're using in the centre will really deliver, as you said, state-of-the-art outcomes for clients. And that's the expectation these days from clients. You really have to meet the highest levels of technology, both in IT and AV, and we certainly believe we've done that at ICC Sydney.
So what can people, if you're coming to Sydney for a big convention or conference, what can they expect?
Well, first of all, what they'll expect is the newest, the best design, and the most up-to-date venue that is in existence anywhere in the world at the moment. This is the most exciting project happening, certainly in our worldwide group, but also anywhere in the industry just at the moment. But of course they expect and will have delivered to them that they're right in the middle, right in the heart of one of Asia Pacific's and Australia's most vibrant cities. So we really worked on that power of connections, so that the moment people step out of the facility, visually they're connected with the city all the time. They're in the building because of the new design, but when they step out, they're in the beating heart of Sydney as well. So it's we're not isolated, we're not out of town, really part of the community. And people, convention delegates in particular, and specifically international delegates, that's what they're expecting these days. They don't want to be isolated at their event for 3 or 4 days and then just fly out. They want to experience the destination that they're in, meet the rub shoulders with the locals at the bars and the restaurants, and we think that's what we're certainly delivering at the new venue.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, sir.
Well, that was Jeff Donaghy, of Sydney ICC, speaking with Sue Ahern.